It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, babes, and welcome to this episode of The Final Frontier. Now, I've got a very exciting and very social media relevant guest who's a lot younger than I am. So I kind of feel like I'm the Vine of drag right now, slightly redundant. Our guest is a social media icon, very funny young human, and a bit of a geek. It's Max Belegde. Hi, let's talk about things.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
This is a nice house that you've got.
Thank you. This is my living room.
Yeah, it's really nice. I don't know where you've got that big wall from, but you'll have to send me the link later.
It's off Amazon.
Yeah. This, most things that we get.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jeff Bezos. So this is very much meant to be like a geeky sci-fi chat about all things geeky and sci-fi.
Love that.
It just happens that I'm wearing a wig and a pair of heels. Oh, very, very lengthy stiletto.
I didn't even notice.
Can't notice the heels.
Yeah, the wig even.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's so natural.
Yeah.
I want to know about your geeky loves, the things that you sort of are nerdy about.
Mm-hmm. So I was very like social in like primary school and things like that. But then my dad like loved playing on the PlayStation and like loved games like that. So like he like showed me that from like a younger age, and then I basically became very antisocial for like long periods of my life where I would just stay inside like watching TV shows that I loved or playing on like games. So I got really into things like Pokemon, and that kind of then became, as I got older and I was like, right, okay, I'm now in high school. And in the summertime, my friends want to like go out and do things. I'm going to have no friends if I do just stay inside playing on games all by myself all the time.
Right.
So I did start to venture out, and then I started to get, as every like high school person does, start to get embarrassed of all the things that I was like obsessed with.
No.
I was like embarrassed of the fact that I was like a teenager and still played Pokemon and was still like obsessed with Pokemon, to the point where I remember they used to, hand out these things where if you bought the game, like as soon as it came out, it would come with a little leaflet that if you then went to a game shop, then you could like download this Pokemon off their internet. And one time I was in like, I want to say like year 9, and I brought the leaflet with me and then secretly went into town after school and like downloaded it to my Nintendo. And this girl that I knew walked in to the shop, and I just pretended that I was doing something for my little cousin. But like, now I look back and I'm like, why did you care?
Why did you care?
Because I think I was just trying to be a cool dude.
Such a cool dude.
Yeah. And
you are such a cool dude.
I'm so cool. And then, yeah, as I got older, obviously you just don't care about what people think of you as much.
Yeah.
And now I post all the time about all my weird geeky obsessions.
Because people love it.
Of course. Like, I would say that the things, like some sci-fi sort of things that I'm geeky about, I love Does Stranger Things count as sci-fi?
Now, this is a debate that we always have. What is sci-fi and what is fantasy? Yeah. I'm going to say yes. We're embracing the fantasy. We're feeling the fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, I am a huge Stranger Things fan. And that only happened to be like a year and a half ago.
I thought like you tell it like it was some sort of like severe accident.
I know.
Stranger Things happened to me a year ago.
It did. And then, I mean, I literally got to interview Millie Bobby Brown last week. So, but like, what the hell? I was literally like freaking out big time. But yeah, I mean, I'd say Pokemon is my number one.
Okay, I've got to ask about the Pokemon situation.
Okay.
Because I feel like we have a mild age gap. So what was your first Pokemon game that you
used? My first Pokemon game was Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Okay, well, I said mild. Nintendo. I was like, that's
how old are you?
Mind your business. So that was about the time that I probably aged out of Pokemon.
Right, I think you're a similar age to my older sister, and my older sister is 45. No, I'm just kidding. No, she used to play like the Game Boy ones. I think her first was like red. Was it red, blue, and yellow?
I feel like you're learning GCSE history right now. Yeah, so it was red and blue.
Carry the ball.
Red and blue were first, and then yellow.
And then yellow came as like a thing. Yeah, so she played those on little Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was younger, she like showed them to me, and I started to play them. But I didn't really understand it, because it was very like digital, like little like cubes walking around, wasn't it?
And it wasn't 1978.
It was in black and white, so we're all my surroundings. and I then kind of got into it, and then the Nintendo DS came out.
Mm.
I would have been like 7, I want to say.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then I got one of those, and then as my first game, I was like, oh, my sister has that. But I was like, it was very, whatever my older sister did, I thought was the coolest thing ever. So she played Pokemon, so then I got Pokemon, and then, yeah, Diamond and Pearl were my first games that I properly played.
Did she get a TikTok account first as well?
No, she did not.
Oh, now your friend said
it. Yeah. Actually, my younger sister got a TikTok account first, and I was like, I do not want to get TikTok, that's really weird. This is what literal children are on. And then the pandemic happened, everyone got it, and then it's my job, so.
Wait, how many followers does your little sister have on TikTok?
Like, none. She has, like, she used to have a Musical.ly account. Very retro. She was the influencer of the family before I was, because during COVID, she posted this video on TikTok about like making a secret room in our house, and it blew up and she got 20,000 followers from it. But then she's like deleted the account, like it doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, so I got the TikTok idea from her.
Wow. And look at you now. Did you know that you've got more followers on TikTok than the population of Moldova?
I don't know where Moldova is, but I'm glad that I know that information.
I'm glad you've got the followers, because your geography isn't there. Do you think, like, there are, like, certain niches of TikTok that are particularly geeky?
Oh my god, yeah. I've defo ended up on them. Me, for example, I had no social following before this. I had, like, an Instagram account with maybe 200 followers on it. I pretty much just, like, updated my grandma with what I did at uni. Like, that was my life. And then posted a TikTok, got followers for the first time, and I was posting videos about Glee. Like, what?
Wait, I feel like, I know we're talking about just sci-fi, but I feel like Glee counts as like
a geeky. Oh, it does.
Like, Glee.
Oh my god, yes.
Glee cheek.
Yes, no, 100%. I was a Glee, big time.
Was or still are?
Still are, and ashamed of it.
Don't be ashamed. Can I tell you one thing that always happens to me? So like, you know how you get like, if you're on a YouTube thing and it autoplays?
Mm-hmm.
My thing that always autoplays afterwards is a compilation of everyone getting eliminated from the Glee Project.
Did you watch the Glee Project?
Yeah, I watched
the Glee Project. Oh my god, I was obsessed with that show. That is right, we're ultimate geeks, Sarah, sorry now.
Yeah.
What a show that was.
It really was, and you can rewatch it.
Yeah.
Trust me, you can rewatch it.
I've never thought about that. I'm definitely going to. I remember actually, the first time I ever went to America, my grandparents are like very modest people, like don't ever go out, nothing. And when I was like 14, randomly told me and my entire family that they've been saving up their entire life to take us all to Disneyland in Florida.
Oh my God.
I know, how sick. And they brought us all there. And when I got there was when the Glee Project was on. And I remember we pulled up to the airport and there was a bus with the people from the Glee Project on the back. And I was like, I found my place. I need to move here.
This is my tribe.
Yeah, Florida, of all places. Like, I'm gonna move here. Should be so great.
Not the Glee Project. That was like not on my bingo card for today.
Me neither. But I'm so happy it's arrived.
Yeah.
That is wild, yeah. But Glee in general was definitely, if you're talking about my hardcore obsessions, then definitely Glee. Definitely.
Okay. Let's make it sci-fi. Was Glee cursed?
1,000,000,000%. I went on the Glee podcast, like Glee review podcast with Kevin, Michaela, Jenna, Ushkowitz. I love that.
Okay, clang. That's clang number two. I can't. I actually listened to that.
Oh, honestly, love them so much. Like, and I had the most fun with them. And they talk about the show, not as if it's like got a curse on it, you know, because of everything that's happened, but like, they talk about it as if like this was a ridiculous time in all of our lives. Like, and I remember I asked them, when was like the moment when you felt it was going downhill? And they were like, when we sang What Does the Fox Say with puppets? And I was fair enough.
That was a dark time. Wow, we haven't actually spoken about Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. Right, I'm ready whenever you are.
So, Stranger Things.
Yes. Would you class that as sci-fi?
I think it is. It is.
It's literally aliens.
Sci-fi and fantasy.
Yeah, it's like literally like alien creatures from another realm.
Yes.
That kind of
concept.
What is your, before we do it, can I just ask like your distinction between sci-fi and fantasy?
I don't really have one. Right. It's like, I was trying to work this out and I feel like the conclusion was sci-fi is like shiny and fantasy is like the rest of it.
Oh.
So like sci-fi, you've got a shiny computer or like
right.
something happening or shiny outfits.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Like spaceships.
Yeah.
Sci-fi. Versus just there being like an alien, identity on Earth or something.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So like, yeah, wait, but then would Hunger Games be classed as sci-fi because that is very shiny, the capital, all of that, like spaceships.
Yeah, but it is like, so that's like, I feel like dystopian teen is its own genre.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like Hunger Games, Twilight, all of that kind of thing, technically fantasy, technically sci-fi, but it feels like it's its own thing.
Yes, yeah. I was very big on Hunger Games when I was younger.
Me too.
I bought myself a Mockingjay pin off the internet, went into school with it on my bag, and within about 20 minutes of being on the school bus, got made fun of and took it off and put it in my bag.
Why?
So it was ashamed.
Katniss didn't fight for freedom.
True.
For you to feel ashamed.
True. Do you know what?
What did Ru die for? If not for you to.
RuPaul's dead.
And I'm taking over as new host of Drag Race UK. Honestly, the dream. If I actually got to do that.
Honestly, the dream. If RuPaul died, the dream.
Not that content. But if I actually took over as...
I feel like you'd be great.
Thanks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When I look at like RuPaul, Michelle, like Alan and stuff getting to do that, I actually had Alan on my podcast. Mm. So incredible. And I said to him, I was like, is that not just the best job in the world? And he was like, it is as fun, if not more fun, than it looks on television.
Oh yeah, they're having a great time.
Yeah, like they just watch a drag show every day. And then
like get to critique it, but like it's not even that deep, especially for them.
Yeah.
Like, obviously for you guys, it's literally like, oh my God, like if I get these critiques, then I could go home and then like blah, blah, blah. And it's like so deep for them. There's no skin off their nose. It's
no,
like,
not at all. Yeah. Alan basically said that to me. And the result of that was my therapist has made a lot of money. So.
Oh my God. No. And your drag got miles better. So,
in the opinion of some people,
yeah, I feel like it, you look amazing. I mean, I've said this to you like years ago. Obviously, when you were on, I thought that you looked so good in your first season, and I think that I was, you know, just like really like eating whatever you were given. I was just absolutely loving it. But to even see like the evolution now, I feel like you look so good. So, yeah. Do you know what Alan Carr? He watches as well.
Yeah, he does.
You were wrong, Alan. So, don't be mean.
Yeah, no more sad pigeon. Thank you, Alan. Oh my goodness. So Stranger Things.
Yes, sorry.
This is just going to be one of those episodes where people are like listening, being like, ooh, really want to find out like what geeky things. And we got Pokemon and then we got derailed into everything. Yeah. Who is your favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon. So, well, this is two categories for me.
Okay.
One category is like in the show, who is my fave? What are those reasons? Mm. Second is if Pokemon were real, and every year on my birthday, when you blow out the candles, I would close my eyes, blow out my candles, and wish that Pokemon were real.
Oh,
I know. Still waiting.
I wish that world hunger would end. But
no,
that's
boring. Yeah, okay, Pokemon to be real.
Yeah.
In real life, there's a Pokemon called Tropius that is like a big, basically tree that can like fly. It's a grass and flying type Pokemon. Love grass Pokemon, first of all. This Pokemon can literally grow fruit from its neck. So resourceful. It's also huge, has like a big long neck, so I could have it in my garden and like say hi to it in my window. It could like come in like a giraffe sort of thing. And it can also fly. So it could fly me from place to place.
I have a question because it's a Pokemon. It is a tree that can grow fruit from its neck. Is that suitable for vegetarians and vegans?
Yeah. I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
We'd have to ask Tropius personally. And as of yet, I've had no response.
Doesn't reply to emails.
No, quite rude. But I would say yes, because I can't think of a reasonable explanation as to why I would say no, despite the fact it's a living thing. So it goes against everything that veganism stands for.
It can consent. Yeah. So like, that's fine.
Yeah, it literally can consent. And the whole point in Pokemon is that they battle each other. So, and they're consenting to that. So, I mean, I'm sure that they wouldn't mind if I just ate its banana. Again, Tropius has not replied, but we'll see. But yeah, I'd say that that's my fave in real life. And then, in like what is my favorite Pokemon of all time? I love like some of the legendary Pokemon. I love like a Dialga.
Okay.
I think that's really cool. I'm trying to think like this psychic is, ones. Go on.
This is fully like, this is our age gap relationship in this situation.
Dialga is the one that you with the legendary that you get in Pokemon Diamond. So that's why I like it. But also Rayquaza. Do you know that one? The big green dragon.
No. Sounds like an X-Factor contestant.
Are you like the... It does.
Yeah.
Someone who was robbed.
Yeah.
Rayquaza from Tesco.
Oh, should have been the winner.
Yeah. So you're very much a first 100.
150.
Gyarados.
Slade.
Love Gyarados. I'd say that Gyarados... But then a Gyarados... You have to also think, this in the real human world.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Really big.
Oh my God, I'd be so scared.
Really huge. I think I'd be scared of most of them.
A Squirtle, I feel like I could deal with.
Adorable, but you have to think about the evolutions. That's the problem.
Yeah, it turns into a big tank, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur.
Cute. Scary vines.
Poisonous frog by the end of it. Scary vines.
Yeah.
Charizard, big fiery dragon. Wouldn't want to get, you know, sometimes like even if you have a dog, it can get a bit annoyed at you and it snaps at you. Imagine if it just set you on fire.
That would be rough.
Yeah, that would be rough.
There's really no safe Pokemon to like have as a pet.
No, even Pikachu, like, why are you electrocuting me for?
Yeah, and literally did that to Ash like many times.
Maybe like you can do this thing in Pokemon where you just don't allow them to evolve. So like constantly just have a little Squirtle. That's quite cute. But
that,
then it's
that a euphemism?
Yes, it was. Yeah, okay. That was me whilst I was watching Glee, just constant little Squirtle on. All of the Will Schuster scenes. gosh, what a weird sentence.
It's really taken a turn, and I don't know. Is this 18 plus now?
Wait, what's your favourite Pokemon then?
My favourite Pokemon. So at the start of Red and Blue, you could only choose from three. I don't know if that was the same.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah, they always do that.
I would always choose Bulbasaur.
Right. Okay. Love that.
Because my working theory was, you're making your way through grass types at the start. Mm. They're easier to beat. Yeah. So if I get a grass type and work my way through that, then it's going to be easier when I get to the
game is easier. That's a really good, wow, very pragmatic of you.
Thank you. I took an academic approach to gaming, apparently.
Do you still like play on games now, or is that like a thing of the past for you?
It's an occasional dalliance, but not something that I partake in often.
Right, because that's like a very like geeky kind of like people who get into the games like a Zelda or like a World of Warcraft, like those sorts of things. Like, I used to like delve in stuff like that as well.
Really?
There was a game called RuneScape.
Have heard of it, yeah.
And my best friend at the time would like play it, and he would sometimes take, I thought he was so cool, he would sometimes take days off school to play RuneScape. Looking back now, that's not really an attribute that I would encourage.
Probably hadn't stood him in good stead for the rest of life.
At the time, I was like, oh my God, he's so cool. He like lies to his mom and just plays RuneScape all day. That's so cool. But yeah, like loved stuff like that. I've had many like geeky eras, but Stranger Things.
Okay, yeah. But now I'm thinking like, I want to see a RuneScape TikTok from you. That's my challenge to you.
Okay.
Is to do like a real
I've still never even really done a Pokemon TikTok. And people say this to me, they're like, because I play, this bit of a confession, I play competitive Pokemon online.
Wait, do you have a secret username?
Yes, actually. I think I every time I play Pokemon, I pick a female character.
Slade. Yeah.
And so I think my name is like Violet or something like that.
Oh my God.
This is my drag persona.
Ooh, yeah.
She has like cute little anime ears, and she's badass, and she wins a lot of battles. I got to the top 1,000 in the world.
Oh my God.
I know.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Go on.
Moldova is not even in the top 1,000 of populations. No, I actually don't know.
Right. Oh my God, I was going to say I need to go to Moldova.
You do. You're going to have to do a victory tour of Moldova.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty fierce. I feel like, do you know what? We should do a Pokemon TikTok.
Oh my God,
that's
our thing. Yeah.
We'll do one.
Love that.
And you can finally fulfill your dream.
Yes, please. Oh my gosh, that would be a dream. That's so good. But Stranger Things.
Yeah, so you met Millie Bobby Brown.
No, so Stranger Things, I watched it like a year and a half ago. I'd say that in recent years, back to the start, in recent years, that's like one of the things that I've become thoroughly obsessed with, to where I was watching like online, like theories and like everything about it. And then I obviously caught onto it years after it became successful.
Yeah.
So I got to watch a lot of seasons at once. I started to watch it just in time for the fourth one to come out. And my world was rocked. I was literally like, oh my gosh, this is changing everything. Loved it. Cannot wait for the next season. And yeah, I literally got to interview Millie Bobby Brown. Wild.
That is wild.
It was so wild. Very weird.
How is she?
She was literally, and people had told me before, I mean, there's always like one story about someone like that, you know, they were difficult here or they were difficult there. Mm-hmm. And I'd seen an overwhelming amount of interviews of her where she literally just looked like a nice, bubbly person.
Yeah.
So I was not expecting like, oh, she's going to be a diva or like anything like that. And she walked into the room and she was like on her phone. So I was like, oh, okay, she's just like chilling. And then I was like out in the corridor. So when you do these press junkets, they're typically in really fancy hotels in London, and they book out an entire corridor to like do it.
Yeah.
And then they like take the bed out of a room, like put the lights, the camera and everything in it. And then you sit in the corridor waiting. So I was just waiting. She walks down the corridor and like goes into the room, and I'm like, oh my God, Millie Bobby Brown just walked past me. Oh my God. And then her fiance is there as well, because she's engaged.
What?
She's engaged to Bon Jovi's son.
I thought she was like 14.
She's 20. still quite young.
I've got no grasp of time anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's 20.
Good for her.
She's engaged to Bon Jovi's son, which I hope means that if she gets married, she will become Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
No, that's fair. Did you say that to her?
No, I wish that I did.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
That's hard. Yeah.
There we go.
So I get told, like, right, Max, come on, like, come in. I'm walking into the room and she goes, hello, handsome boy. And I go, oh. Turns out her fiancé had just walked into the room before me.
Oh.
Like 2 seconds before me.
Right.
I'm walking to the chair thinking, though, she's talking to me. So then I see, come around the corner, she's like obviously talking to her fiancé. And I'm like, I thought you were just saying that to me then. And that made her laugh. And like I've learned that the key with like these big celebrities when you're interviewing them is to just have a good time when you're like going into it. Try to like instantly off the bat, just like either like, not even just like try to compliment them. Just be like, you know, I hope that you're having a lovely time in London, or like, you know, have you been up to much? Stuff like that, just to kind of make it seem less formal and weird.
The Alison Hammond effect.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, so I have used Millie Bobby Brown's skincare line before. She actually has a skincare line, if you didn't know.
Wow, I've seen a video of her not putting skincare on her face.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. That was iconic. That was so funny. But yeah, so that line, it's called Florence by Mills. So I just sat, as soon as I sat down, I was just like, love your skincare, by the way. And she was like, instantly again, just like warmed up a little bit. And then I asked, when you do these things, you get told you have to ask certain questions. Like I didn't really get much of a say.
Okay.
So it was like, kind of got the boring questions out the way. And then around that time, I knew that there was a lot of discourse online about her accent and people saying that because like her accent, she's now American basically.
Yeah.
So I asked her that in like a cheeky way by giving her a Nando's gift card and saying to her that she, you know, people are saying that she's not British anymore. So if anyone says that, show them this basically, which is hilarious because a South African company. And I'm like,
yeah, it works.
Show them this. Yeah. And a South African company that sells Portuguese food. And I'm like, there you go. Show them this if you need to.
Literally.
But yeah, so that, like led to a really good clip, literally went viral. And we had like a really good back and forth. It was on like TMZ. It was on Australian morning television.
Wow.
On like the morning breakfast news.
You're on real news, on real TV.
Yeah, so weird. And yeah, no, I had a really, really positive experience with it. And I was hoping that Nando's would give me a black card and I've not heard anything from them.
No, have you got a black card anywhere?
I had one for ZZ's.
Oh, that's weird. I had one for Taco Bell. Never
really?
Never used it.
Oh my God. To be fair, Taco Bell in the UK, not the best.
No.
In America, that would be life-changing.
ZZ's is random though.
ZZ's was so random and I actually got it taken off me. Because I was using it inappropriately.
Oh,
so
wow.
I used to, when I got given it, it was a black card for up to £200 every time I went.
Which that's pretty good.
Who's spending £200 in ZZ's? That's perfect. But then I went and I didn't really like the food that much. I tried everything on the menu and I was like, this is kind of average. So what I started to do was before a night out, I'd say to my friends, meet at ZZ's and we'll just get £200 worth of cocktails.
No, that's fierce. No, that's actually
Isn't it a good idea? Like,
that's really
nice,
good.
Like porn star martinis, £200 worth. Like if me and one other friend, that's like, what, 5-6 cocktails each? I can't do maths.
Wait, does everywhere have like black cards as an option?
I think so. Well, I mean, so Joe Sog, do you know?
Yeah,
he owns my management. He's like one of the founders of it. And he told me that Wagamamas have black chopsticks and he got given them. And but he stopped using them because he felt awkward because every time that he'd offer them to the waiter, they'd be like, what the hell are these? So he just started to pay for it.
On a similar vein, my friend Lauren, was once working as like a second AD on like a music video shoot for Craig David.
Oh, okay.
And like everyone was hungry. So Craig David was like, take my KFC black card and go and get everyone food.
Wow.
So Lauren went to the nearest KFC and was like, hi, can I get food with this? And they were like, we don't know what that is. They were like, it's a KFC black card. And they were like, no. So she was too embarrassed. So she went to another one.
Mm.
I was like, hi, can I use this like KFC black card? And they were like, we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's Craig David's. And we were like, what does that mean? And so she texts the production manager and then she got like a video that was Craig David literally going, hey guys, it's me, Craig David. Give this girl some food. We're all hungry. We're working on my new music video. Like so awkward. And they were like, cool, we don't know who that is or what this is for.
No.
And so Lauren just ended up just buying food out of her own money and like claiming it back.
That's the thing. It's like when you are like, you work at like a fast food restaurant or a restaurant in general, like the last thing that you want is people just doing bullshit.
Yeah.
Like you don't have time for it. Like you don't want that. You're like, shut up. And you are never going to be trained. Okay, so this is a black card. If Craig David ever comes in, like, so even with my ZT's one, every single time it was an awkward conversation where they had to like ring head office and like do it. But I was there with a bill for 200 quid that just had cocktails on it. So I was like, I'm not paying for this. Like, because ZT's can please pay for this.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely awkward. But do you know, I know someone who has a Nando's black card and it entitles you to 4 meals a day. Theirs does anyway. Set for life.
I would imagine that in combination with like going to the gym.
Easy.
Gorgeous.
Because Nando's, you can indulge. You can get the mash. You can get like the peri chips. Or you could just get like butterfly chicken and rice.
Mama, protein.
Protein deliciousness.
Right?
So good. And if it's free, love that.
I can't believe this has become a fitness podcast now.
I know, yeah.
That's so weird.
We're doing everything but sci-fi.
Truly at no point have we addressed anything to do with the topic. And Poppy's just in the background like, what's going on? That's fine. I'm really trying to make Poppy happen as part of the podcast. I keep referencing. One thing is for sure, Craig David will never come on this podcast.
Absolutely
after I spoke
not.
To him.
And you know what? He's not welcome because you don't know who he is.
No.
So.
doesn't have any leeway at KFC. Sad for Craig David. Right. One thing that we always do is we act out a scene.
Oh, okay. Ready.
And based on all the sci-fi that we've spoken about, I'm going to give you three options to choose from. We can either do a scene from Glee.
Okay.
A scene from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Or a scene from Pokemon.
A scene from Pokemon? Oh my God, okay.
It would just be me going, Pika, Pika.
I think Glee. I think that would have the most comedic effect to it.
I agree.
I think that would be the most iconic.
Poppy, have you prepared a script? We have Poppy bringing in the scripts for those who are listening at home. I have been WhatsApped. I'm actually quite nervous. I don't know what it is. I've actually just got distracted because my relatively new boyfriend has just sent me a screenshot of his sister saying, Lawrence is nice, you should marry him. And I'm like, that's overwhelming. We can keep this in.
How long have you had, is it like official boyfriend or just like speaking?
No, it's like a fish.
Oh my God, that's so good. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done as if. Like, congrats, never saw that coming. Oh my God.
No, truly. It's like...
That's so excited.
I know. Oh. It's like a rupee to badge, but with a penis.
Oh, right. Okay. That too. Yeah.
So we're going to do Will and Finn.
Yes. So this is the scene from Glee where Will Schuster says to Finn Hudson that if he doesn't join the Glee Club, then he's going to report him to the police for having marijuana in his locker.
Very reasonable behavior.
That Will had actually put in his locker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did Will have it in the first place?
Because he got it, yeah. But do you know what? Yeah, that would explain a lot of his choices.
Yeah.
It would. Who do you want to play?
I don't think I want to play anyone who has ever performed the song Buster Move.
Okay, I'll perform Will Schuster.
Okay, I'll be Finn Hudson.
All right. Am I doing an American accent or normal accent?
I'm going to go full. I am Finn Hudson, a 30-year-old man trying to play a teenager in America.
Okay.
That's the energy.
Okay. You want to tell me how long you've had a drug problem? I tried to do an American accent. It's
that right. was your
I'll just
accent.
Do my normal accent. Okay. I'll start again. You want to tell me how long you've had a drug problem?
I don't even know who the chronic lady is. What? What just happened?
Look, if it were up to me, we wouldn't have mandatory bi-weekly afternoon locker checks.
But I've never seen that before, Mr. Shoot. I swear, it's mine. It's not mine. I'll pee in a cup. I'll pee. I don't know what this is. I don't know.
It's sort of like Liza Minnelli a little bit.
It's a little bit like, I don't know.
I swear.
I'll pee in a cup.
Look, it wouldn't make any difference. Possession is 8/10 of the law. I'm pretty sure that much part is a felony. Yeah. Look, you'll get kicked out of school, you'll lose your football scholarship.
Wait, I had a football scholarship? To where?
You could land in prison, son.
Oh my God, Please don't tell my mama. I changed it to mama. Yeah,
I was going to say, it just says mom, but I like the ad-libbing.
Thank you.
Look, Finn, I see a lot of myself in you. Ooh. I know what it's like to struggle, to make good life choices. Mm. And I don't want to see you throw everything away that you have to offer the world. I just expected more out of you, Finn.
Voiceover. That really got to me when Mr. Schuster said that. Because every day of my life, I expect more out of myself. See, I might look, I sound like Beyonce. See, I might look confident and everything, but I really struggle with the same things other kids do. Peer pressure, acne.
Unseen. That was incredible. That was incredible.
I did go a bit Beyonce.
Well, the winner of this week's challenge is... Coffee.
No, it's you. It was definitely you. Very pleased.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
So our next... No, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a lot of fun and has been very chaotic, and we've struggled to stay on any particular topic. So I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, me too. It's nothing to do with anything, but to do with the original plan of the podcast. But join us again next week where we may or may not talk about... No, it's been gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. I'll see you soon.
See you soon, love. See you soon.
That's genuinely how we end the podcast. I don't know who entrusted me with this, but someone's made a foolish decision.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.